through the radio.
Good evening and welcome to Onza Radio Main News Broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines: MAZ buys tons of maize. Kitwe City Council loses over 20 million kwacha in revenue due to land agency suspension. In local news, US might not meet a trade deal with Canada. In sports news, Chipolopolo intensifies 2024 Chan representation. With the news in details, my name is Susan Tembo. In local news, the Millers Association of Zambia, MAZ, has procured over 400,000 metric tons of maize from local farmers. MAZ President Andrew Chintala says the association intends to purchase more maize once moisture content levels become acceptable for milling. Chintala has praised President Hakainde Hichilema for the providing clear policy direction on exporting surplus maize in the form of millimill. He states that Zambians experienced a bumper harvest during the 2024-2025 farming season and there is sufficient capacity to export the surplus and generate foreign exchange. Chintala adds that the MAZ welcome the president's guidance on exporting value-added products such as stock feed. Over 2,000 cooperatives on the Copper Belt have appealed to government to relax borrowing conditions under the Sustainable Agricultural Financing Facility, SAF. Copper Belt Corporation Federation Organizing Chairman Kingsley Kiyumbu describes SAF as a viable financing tool for increasing productivity and promoting agricultural mechanisms. However, he notes that the current borrowing conditions are difficult for small-scale farmers. Kiyumbu urges government to negotiate affordable and accessible financing packages to help smallholder farmers expand their productivity. He was speaking in Luansha during the commemoration of this year's International Cooperative Day. International Monetary Fund, IMF Executive Board, has completed the fifth review under the 38-month Extended Credit Facility ECF arrangements for Zambia, granting immediate access to approximately $184 million. The IMF attributes this development to Zambia's broadly satisfactory program performance. Upon accessing the funds, total disbursement under the EFS supported program will reach $1.55 billion. The IMF has also concluded the 2025 article consultation. By the end of December 2024, Zambia met quantitative performance criteria and most indecisive targets for end of March 2025. Still in local news, Zambian Civil Liberty Union, ZCLU, has expressed deep concern and outrage over the alleged detention of two Zambian-born youths, Patience Matima and Nadiasi Theophil, who are being held in Twin Palm Police Station in Lusaka as illegal immigrants. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwamba has disclosed that the development, saying this is despite dual born in Zambia to refugee parents. Mwanza argues that the detention is unconstitutional and inhuman, as the individuals are entitled to apply for Zambian citizenship under the Article 37 of the Zambian Constitution. He says this case highlights a larger crisis where children born in Zambia to refugee parents are routinely arrested, detained, and criminalized, with many individuals in similar situations lacking access to legal representations, leading to prolonged detention and conviction. Finally, in local news, Kitwe Mayor Mpasa Mwaya has disclosed that the local authority has lost over 20 million kwacha in revenue collection since the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development suspended its land agency role. Government last year suspended the agency of Kitwe City Council to administer land on behalf of the Ministry of Lands due to illegalities of land administration by the local authority. Mwewa says the suspension, which had been in effect for 1 year and 7 months, has significantly impacted the council's operations, particularly the finance department. She explains that the reduced revenue collection has limited the council's ability to disburse funds, affecting its activities, and is therefore appealing to the central government to reconsider the suspension, citing the increasing case of land encroachment as a pressing concern. Mwaya has expressed the council's willingness to engage with the ministry to resolve the issue, acknowledging that the valuable lessons have been learned from the experience and is hopeful that a solution can be found to resolve the council's land agency role and improve revenue collection. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Ready for more. More goals. More drama. More nail-biting edge of your seat. Oh my word, did you see that? 32 teams, 63 matches, one unmissable tournament. The all-new FIFA Club World Cup on SuperSport.
Get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mandy. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Mandy.
Mandy.
Experience history come alive in the thrilling second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV channel 162 and GoTV channel 3. Don't miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DSTV Compact or GoTV Super and download the DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.
Welcome back, and now in international news. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he does not accept to reach a trade deal with Canada after he gave a country a deadline of 1st August to carve out an agreement. His remarks came after Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney signified earlier this week that Canada will not accept a bad deal and rush into an agreement. Canada is among several countries given an August deadline by Trump as part of his global tariff strategy and to push renegotiate deals with the U.S. trade partners. Trump says the U.S. importers buying in goods from Canada will face a 35% tax if no deal is reached before the 1st of August deadline. In sports news, Chipolopolo has intensified their 2024 Total Energies African National Championship CHAN representation this week at Unilever Stadium in Lusaka. The tournament